Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Good evening and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio Presents, There is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation with our show host Allie and her co-host Doc as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the host or web talk radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not a reliance upon the content of this web talk radio program. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your pad and your pen or your pencil so that you can jot down any notes as you join us in this conversation this evening. And again, as we greet our host every week with virtual applause, please put your hands together and join me as I welcome Allie, our show host, to the show. Allie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of There is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my regular co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elise Psychological Services, and who is a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders, it is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off, and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. We invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com, and you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And you can always find out more about Doc and her services by visiting her website at www.elise, which is spelled E-L-I-S-E, psychologicalservices.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can always do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to follow us on social media. You will find me on Twitter. I'm at Allie Ward 45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio at ALR Radio, and I'm also on Instagram at hashtag Allie Ward 45. And please also remember to like us on Facebook by searching for Alicia Ward and also for Atlanta Life Radio on Facebook. So on behalf of Doc, Rev T, Mel D, myself, and the entire There's Life After Layoff Radio team, we sincerely say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to the experience of being laid off, as well as other life-altering events. Now, tonight, we have a very special guest joining us with an interesting, very interesting layoff story. And in a moment, I will share with you how our paths actually crossed and then welcome her to the show. But first, I want to welcome back on air my guest co-host, Reverend Lutina Morrell, our very own Rev T. And Rev T, she's kind of become one of our regular co-hosts on the show. And Rev T holds a master's degree in social work and is a licensed therapist pursuing her doctoral degree and is also the founder and owner of Clinical Intervention Specialist, LLC, and also of Morrell Social Services Network. So, Rev T, thank you once again for joining me this evening. And how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Allie. Yes, all is good this evening. I'm excited about being here for another show, and I'm looking forward to meeting our guest via the airline and getting to know her better. So I'm excited and ready to get started.
All right. Thank you. And before I do the honors of welcoming our guests on tonight, I want to make a couple of brief announcements. First, I want to remind our listeners that we are using this forum as a way to uplift, empower, and hopefully inspire those of you who have been affected by a layoff or by some other life-altering event. Now, the main purpose and the reason why we produce this show each and every week is so that our team, along with our guests, can share with you and be transparent about our journeys of rediscovery and empowerment through life's experiences, because then we feel that that lets you know that you're not alone in what you're experiencing. Now, that there is Life After Layoff Radio team, we're also here to serve you, the community, as we give you a voice by offering you an opportunity to share your story with us as well. So with that said, I want to invite our listeners to call in and share with us this evening, and you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air lineup in our host queue. And we certainly do look forward to hearing from you, and we will begin taking your calls after the break. And one more brief announcement before we get started. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can always catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy for you to do that because we have an automatic player box on our programming page. Just click on the show you want to tune into, and it'll start playing for you automatically. And guess what? We're also on iTunes, and that's convenient for those people who are always on the go. All you have to do is upload it to your mobile device, take it with you, search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. All of our past recorded shows are available now, and after tonight's live show airs this evening, it'll probably be available for upload within 30 minutes or less. And again, we sincerely thank you for continuing to tune in on a regular basis, and also on thank you for catching up on what you may have missed. Now, we're actually ready to get started with our program, and I'm excited. I had the privilege and honor of meeting our special guest this evening at a chapter meeting for the National Association of Professional Women, and she happens to be the president of the Atlanta chapter. And I joined this particular organization because as we talked about stepping outside of our comfort zone last week and not limiting ourselves, I was at a point where I realized that I really needed to expand my network and get more involved in the community. So I have to say that since joining, I have definitely not been disappointed. And, I have always said that I don't believe in coincidence. And so I say that because I believe that God destined for our special guest tonight and me. And so with that said, and certainly without further ado, I want to welcome our guest to our show tonight, Ms. Kimberly Wright, who happens to be the CEO, founder, and president of John Ashton PR and Breathless Moments Travel. So I want to thank you, Ms. Kimberly. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me. I'm so delighted to be on the show this evening.
Thank you. We're looking forward to our conversation. As we are customary in doing, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? Who is Kimberly Wright?
Kimberly Wright is a free spirit, an entrepreneur, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, a leader, and an all-around Renaissance lady.
All right. All of the above, huh?
Yes, all of the above, and I enjoy wearing all those hats.
Wow, wow. Now, as you know, this show was actually birthed out of my personal journey through the experience of being laid off. So I wanted to ask you, Have you had a personal layoff experience that you could share with our listeners, whether it was self-imposed or forced? And if so, how did you handle that?
Well, I'll just be honest. I've had them all, self-imposed, forced. I've had them both, and I've had them both more than once.
Oh,
and
wow.
Each time I get stronger and stronger as a single parent for all 21 years. Mm. I had a lot of challenges that the average person doesn't have. Because
okay.
We were living out of town away from family and friends. So some of those were forced because of that, because with me, family comes first. So
mm-hmm.
when you make me choose between my baby and work, I'm going to choose him every time.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm going to find another means for work.
Right.
And then the self-imposed one, the biggest self-imposed one is one that I don't regret at all. I walked away from a huge, huge, huge big corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell anybody, I was making $65,000 a year plus bonuses and commissions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, woo. And I was over the Carolinas, I'll say that. I was over the Carolinas, and it was everybody's dream job,
mm-hmm.
but it was too much for me.
Okay.
Because they wanted me to be away from my baby all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And family comes first and foremost with me, so that was not an option.
Right. So what transpired? What was the situation where you just decided, you know, I mean, can you just kind of go through the scenario,
well,
what happened?
Yep, I'll be honest with you. It was September 11th. That was our anniversary.
Mm, oh, goodness.
And on September 11th, while everything was blowing up before us and we didn't really know what tomorrow would hold, I said to my boss, I said, I'm going to get my baby. And she said, as soon as you turn in those reports. And anybody who remembers September 11th that particular year was on a Tuesday. The reports weren't due until Thursday at 5.
Okay.
Right. And when she told me I couldn't leave until I turned in the reports, I chuckled and I went to the copy room and I got me a copy box. And I cleared off my desk and cleared out my drawers. And I walked out the door.
Okay.
Because everything was blowing up around us, and I was in a small town that had those huge, huge gas tanks. You know, the big white ones that you see.
Right.
And
right.
This particular city had 13 of them, all right here together. So it was always rumored afterwards that we were number 5 on the list.
Really?
Because I was in Greensboro, North Carolina. It was rumored that we were number 5 on the list. And that particular day, you could see the fear on my coworker's face because we were in the corporate headquarters office, that if they hit that, any one of those tanks, all of them were going to blow, and they were going to blow all the way to Raleigh, North Carolina, all the way to Charlotte, North Carolina, and everybody was gone.
Oh, Lord.
So all I could think about was my baby is all I have, and I am all he has.
Right.
Less than our final days, our final hours, our final minutes, whatever it was. Let's spend it together.
Right.
So when
right.
I was given a choice of being told no, because it was a choice, I could have stayed and I could have finished those reports, I said no.
Mm.
And it was so funny. I went and got my baby. We went to the park, and we had a time of our life because I wanted him not to know fear of what was going on because I didn't want to go like that. We wanted to go happy.
Wow.
So we went to the park and we had a ball. And I mean, when I was in corporate America like that, I dressed a 9 yards. So you got to imagine me in the park, fully dressed out, business suit, heels, having the time of my life with my baby.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And it was so funny because after all was said and done, they called me on Thursday and asked me when was I coming back to work. And I told them I'm not.
Oh, so they really wanted you to come back?
Oh, yeah, she was famous for that. She was like, so when are you coming back to work? Because she also wanted her reports. I'm not crazy. But she was like, so when are you coming back to work? And I said, oh, I'm not. I'm not coming back to work. That was my last day.
OMG. That's crazy.
Yeah, she did call back. She wanted to know when was I going back to work. And I said, oh, I'm not. I'm not.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Since you decided to leave and they called you back, I have a two-part of this. For one, why didn't you go back? It was over. You cleared your desk.
Well, I'll be honest
with
you.
Baby.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. It was like working on a plantation. That's why I tell people all the time, money doesn't mean anything to me. It really doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, happiness means more to me than anything in the world. Whether it's happiness with your family or happiness with yourself, that means the world to me. That's priceless. So even though I had the $65,000 a year job plus bonuses and commissions, it wasn't worth it. I was getting a babysitter for the babysitter.
Mm. Right.
Wow. That's crazy.
Because you have to think, like, I'm not sure what your lady status is, but if you're a single parent, it's just you.
So when
you got to get a babysitter to pick him up from school and then you got to get another babysitter to relieve the babysitter, that's too much.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yes.
Too much.
And it was many a times when I was traveling and I had the babysitters flying into the city that I was in with him to bring him to me so I could see him on the weekends.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it was very consuming for you, huh?
Very consuming. It was no such thing as a 40-hour work week with that company.
I understand that. Well, now that you stepped out and you have embraced the entrepreneur world, can you talk about some of your experiences becoming an entrepreneur?
Well, and the thing is, I always was an entrepreneur. I went to America because my parents expected that.
Okay.
My mother
okay.
was a social worker for over 40 years.
Wow.
My father was a postal worker for over 40 years.
Okay.
I come from a family of educators and attorneys, so I had already broke the mold when I declared my major was going to be public relations and college.
Okay. Okay.
And their eyebrows were raised, fingers
right.
went up, and they were like, okay, this one right here is going to be a handful.
Right,
because
right,
I didn't
right.
choose one of the chosen professions that everybody in my family, both sides of my family, go into.
Right.
Right.
When I say legal, we're judges, lawyers, law clerks, and everything. When I say
wow.
educators, we're principals, teachers, curriculum specialists. That's what my family does.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you were
the rebel, huh? Yeah, I was
a
rebel in more ways than one, and they kept raising that eyebrow at me, like you're not going to do this? And I didn't do that. I mean, I didn't want to teach. I tried teaching for 3 years, even after graduation, to kind of, like, go with the family, and I didn't like teaching.
Wow.
Okay.
I've been working in the law office since I was 16.
Okay.
And because we had to fill in the summers and et cetera, because everybody has their own law firm in my family. So
wow.
we had to
right.
fill in the summers and do stuff. But I was like, okay, is it 5 o'clock yet? Is it August yet? Because I was ready to get out.
Right.
So I've always been the one who beat to the beat of a different drummer, so
okay.
to speak. And it just, I couldn't do that. I had to do public relations, and I've always been an entrepreneur spirit. I mean, even when it came down to college, I wanted to go be an airline stewardess, but they said, no, you can't be a glorified waitress. You got to go to school. So I went to school.
Wow.
Even after college, you know, they were like, okay, you need to go get your grad school. I was like, no, I'm going to go work so I can use the degree that y'all made me get.
Right, right.
So, yes, I've always been the rebel. I've always beat to my own drama, done my own thing. And I just love being able to write your own check, determine your own pace,
right.
create your own clock. And
yeah.
as a single parent, that was priceless to me because when my son was in the, I think he was in the first grade when 9/11 happened.
Okay.
So he's had me at his fingertips all the way through.
Right.
Even before
okay.
then, I didn't go to work until he was 4. And I worked
oh.
from 4 to, I mean, I worked briefly, so even though it was years, I worked briefly. Because it's so important to me, motherhood was priceless for me. I had planned to have a big family and all that, and I only have a only child because I'm a 2-time cancer survivor and a 2-time stroke survivor.
Wow.
So
ooh,
I don't regret any of my decisions because I got to spend my time with my baby.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you, what advice, though, you know, you said you've always known, and not everybody can be an entrepreneur, or people may aspire to want to become an entrepreneur. So what advice can you give to others who may be struggling to try to start their own businesses, you know, and want to become an entrepreneur? What advice would you give to others?
I'll tell you, Allie, I have an advice for the corporate woman, and I have an advice for the married woman.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
And, yeah. The woman who's already in corporate America and married, the sky is the limit for her. She does not necessarily have to make the same calculated risk that a single parent has to make.
Okay.
So if you know that you want to do something, of course, by all means, discuss it with your spouse, but go for it. Go for it with no regrets, full force ahead.
That's good.
If you are a single mother and you know that the buck starts and ends with you because that child support is not yours, that goes to the child. Whether you're spending it all on the child or you spend it half on the child and put the other half in the bank, that is the child's money.
Right.
Well, as a single parent, you have to calculate your risk. Now, I didn't always do that. And luckily, one time when I failed, my parents caught me and helped me get back on my feet. But from that point on, I still didn't always do calculated risk because there are times when you have to decide to just go for it. And I was always in a position to just go for it because I kept a nest egg.
Okay,
whether it was
gotcha.
A big nest egg or a little nest egg, I kept a nest egg. And I'm one who doesn't – I have no fear, no
okay.
fear for anything. So it's better for me to try and fail than to not try at all.
That's good. That's good right there. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've kind of talked about that from time to time, you know, pushing past that fear. Sometimes you just got to know how to do it afraid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If that's
mm-hmm.
what you're passionate about, just do it afraid and know that if that's something that you're passionate about, oftentimes it will be a gift and an anointing on your life. And, you know, if God takes you to it, he'll get you through it.
Mm-hmm. And I will say this, I have tried every multi-level marketing experience that is alive, seriously. And I have also created my own wealth. And by that, I mean, sometimes wealth doesn't just come with money.
Okay.
It comes with experience and it comes with money. And I think a lot of times when people, quote unquote, fail, it's because they're chasing the dollar instead of chasing their passion.
Ah, that's real good right there. Oh, yeah.
And I'm a multi-passionate person. I'll just be honest. I always keep 2 to 3 streams of income coming in because I
mm-hmm.
do not want to fail.
Mm. That's excellent right there. Wow.
And
okay.
That's common because depending on what type of work you're doing when you're self-employed, if you're depending on one type of income, so that's very wise.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say this. Both of my grandmothers always used to tell us as little ones, you never put all your eggs in the basket because you could trip.
And they break.
Okay.
Right. And that's something that I held on to. You never put all your eggs in the basket because you could trip.
Wow, that's
right.
Good right there.
And
right.
I'll add one to that one about the we heard the part about the eggs, but then the one about there's more power with one bird than 3 in the tree.
Mm,
you
right,
have that
right.
We have to hold on to that one.
Wow.
Right. My grandmothers were full of old sayings. They were full of old sayings. And I was the one who would listen to them the most.
Grandma
right,
had
you know,
wisdom.
Yes.
That's what that was,
valuable wisdom.
Yes.
On the site on your website for the National Association of Professional Women, you have a note where, well, not a note, but a section where it says the NAPW defines success as. Can you
say that again?
A little bit more for me?
You're breaking up on me.
Can you explain that a little bit for us?
Okay. Yeah. NAPW, National Association of Professional Women, is one of the best organizations that I have belonged to. And keep in mind, I'm in my 40s, and I've belonged to some good, great organizations. The most
mm-hmm.
unique thing about NAPW, especially as we're growing, and we've recently just merged with another company, we're not changing names, they're not changing names, we're just combining to make it more powerful. The mm-hmm. most beautiful thing is NAPW doesn't talk at you. They talk
mm-hmm.
with you, and they give you the tools necessary
mm-hmm.
to better yourself, empower yourself, and go leaps and bounds, whether you remain in corporate America or whether you step out on entrepreneur. A great example of that is the Atlanta chapter.
Mm-hmm.
We have women who work outside the home, women who work inside the home, corporate America, stay-at-home moms and everything. But when we get together, and I kid you not, the energy is so powerful
yeah.
because everybody has something contribute. And at least Ali would tell you, I always say, don't be shy. This is your space.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, it's very – and while we're talking about this, I want to congratulate you on being selected as the Atlanta chapter president. So congratulations on that accolade.
Thank you.
Yes. When I attended the first meeting that Kim was overseeing, and I felt immediately welcomed. And it was funny, though, because I was the first one there sitting there looking like, okay, am I in the right place? And then Kim, she showed up next. And she actually asked me, was I there for NAPW? And I didn't hear her correctly, and I said no. And actually, I was like, okay, you know what? I think she is with NAPW. You remember
well,
that, Kim?
I do remember that. And I'm going to tell you, Allie was sitting there looking shy and timid, and I looked at her. I said, you have a voice here.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has a voice here. Because
yes.
I kid you not, and she'll tell you, I pull it out of all the ladies to
yes.
participate, no matter
yes.
what the topic is that night.
Yes, yes. But you know what? She only had to tell me once.
Yes, I did. I only had to tell you once, and it was a few ladies in the room. I only had to tell them once, but I like to embrace everybody's spirit where they are. And if we mm-hmm. grow together, then I'm happy. If we don't grow together, then I'm sad.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, Rev T, from the moment I, you know, went, got to the meeting and started meeting all the other ladies and Kim, how she had everything set up, it you know, you made you feel like this organization really is about helping you to succeed where you are.
Right.
And giving you those resources that you need, other women and like-minded women who just want to succeed in life or whatever that their passion is. And it's all kind of different endeavors
right.
that come together collectively. And it's a huge network. And the beauty of it is that, you know, you get to join any as many chapters as you want. And so that just expands your network. And that, I'm talking nationwide.
Yeah, because I belong to 11. I belong to 11 different chapters. I'm the president of the Atlanta chapter, but I belong to Miami, Greensboro, North Carolina, Anaheim, California, Los Angeles. Everywhere that I travel for my work of my own companies, I selected them as chapters that I belong to. So if I'm ever out of town and want to go to a meeting, I can go to that meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is the spirit of NAPW from top to bottom. Star Jones is our celebrity spokesperson. And when she came to Atlanta last October, when our chapter hosted a Georgia Expo by NAPW, Star took all of the presidents out to dinner. And now that I'm sitting here talking to you all, I can't help but laugh because I was the only vice president who attended.
Wow.
And I called Star and I said, I want to come to that dinner. I said, because I do just as much work as the president. And she said, but it's only for the presidents. I said, but we're equal. And she said, she thought I was so determined. She said, well, come on. She said, you can come. She said, but I want you to know no other vice president will be there. I said, I'm going to be fine. And
that's
at that meeting, it was so crazy because I was the most vocal one at the table about what direction I thought we should head in, challenges that I thought we should tackle, successes that we had, and lo and behold, who is the president now?
Okay.
You ushered in your energy.
She declared that.
Yeah, and I sent her an email. I called the corporate headquarters. I said, I want to go to that dinner. And sure enough, I was the only vice president in the room, but I was the most vocal person in the room. And they respected that, and they appreciated it. Louise Newsom, who is our director of chapters, and Star Jones, they thought they were never, ever going to stop laughing because I was determined.
But you know what? That's another testimony, Rep. T. You know, we were talking about last week, don't limit yourself. And had she let that, you know, keep her stuck, oh, okay, well, you know, they said it's only presidents, and has she not taken the initiative to just, you know, ask and not be afraid
right.
to voice her opinion about the matter, she would have never
right.
been there. So she didn't limit herself.
And it truly was, like, while I'm talking to you, I'm thinking back on it, it truly was preparation stage of my life.
A journey.
Because if I had not gone to that meeting, I wouldn't have known certain protocol. Now, I didn't do just as much work as the president, but she knew the certain protocols because she had been trained by another president.
That's
so
that journey.
That helped train me. And when they came to me in May and said, will you be the president? I said, of course. I didn't tell them they had to wait. I didn't have to think about it. I said, of course.
Okay.
Wow, that's a great story right there. Great story. At this time, I think we're going to wind down. We're going to pause and take a short station break, and then when we return, we're definitely going to continue our conversation. And I want to let our listeners know, if you want to be part of this conversation tonight, please just, you know, call us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. I'm Allie, your host, and with my co-host Rev T and our executive producer Mel D, and along with our special guest entrepreneur Kim Wright. Please join, stay tuned, and we'll be back. You're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio.
Failure is not. not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't.
If you are just joining us, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoffs. We like to take this moment in our program to thank each and every listener who tunes in each and every week. And without you, I tell you, the show would not be worth doing. But we also like to take a moment and thank all of our sponsors, because without your financial help, this show would not be made possible. And so at this time, if anyone is out there listening who has a business or who would like to sponsor an episode of one of our shows, please make contact with us. We would love to talk with you. You can reach us at 678-856-7603, or you can email me at mdavis@atlantaliferadio.com. And now back to our program.
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome, and you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And I'm your host, Allie, and along with my regular guest co-host, Doc, and guest co-host, Rev T, we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And please, if you want to call in and ask a question or just make a comment tonight, please call us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number one. We'd love to hear from you. So now we're going to continue our conversation with entrepreneur and president of the Atlanta chapter of NAPW, Ms. Kimberly Wright. Now, we talked about briefly about 9/11, and I'm a native New Yorker, so and a lot of my family is from New York. So when that happened, I was here in Atlanta, but it, you know, because you're from New York and you had kind of have that connection, it was a huge, huge loss for us and, you know, the city, the world, and everybody. So, you know, just last week, as everybody knows, it's I'm not going to say celebrate because that's nothing to celebrate, but we did recognize, you know, 13 years since the tragedy actually occurred. So can you kind of share with us, how did that event actually impact your life?
It impacted my life in a big way. I was not in New York, but here's the scenario for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually, we had the TVs on in the office because we were in that corporate headquarters, and we had to have TVs on to monitor certain things for the company.
Okay.
Okay, so we see this plane flying into this building, and we think they're replaying the first plane that flew into the building.
Right.
They weren't replaying it.
Mm.
And that's when I knew that I had to get out of there and get to my baby.
Right.
And I know what you say, and I definitely respect it. It's not something to celebrate, but for me, it's an anniversary for more ways than one. One is the anniversary of me getting free in more ways than one.
Okay.
And two is the anniversary of surviving.
Okay.
I mean, like, it was some serious survival that went on there. And I had some friends that actually died in 9/11. One was on the plane. Mm-hmm. One was in the towers.
Oh my goodness.
It really hit close to home. But that was a day of redefined freedom for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Wow. Mm. A lot of people, you know, and I guess it's like you said, it depends on where you're at in your walk and your journey, because it's bittersweet, so to speak. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people were affected. A lot of people lost loved ones. And I happen to know my sister had a friend who was in one of the towers. And so, you know, that's a bittersweet day for her as well. And just, mm-hmm. you know, the loss of lives. But at the same time, you know, we saw a rebirth, I guess, of the country kind of coming together.
Yeah.
Although it's sad mm-hmm. to say that, you know, it oftentimes takes a tragedy for people to pull together and love one another, you know. But, you know, that usually happens in everyday life and in people's lives. You don't miss what you have until it's gone, so to speak.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right.
So.
And I'll say this. I remember in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time that I personally experienced being proud to be American.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't experience that again until 2000, until 9/11.
Mm.
Wow.
Because I knew I was supposed to be proud, but I'm talking about the bone chilling proud that you see.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when everybody else was watching it on the news and did not understand what the other countries were saying, I
mm-hmm.
did, because I went to North Fulton High School, where you had to learn how to at least say hello, goodbye, and the basics in 7 different languages.
Mm.
So I understood exactly what they were saying and how they were cheering that it finally happened to America.
Mm.
But
wow.
I also saw us fully come back from it and show
mm-hmm.
strength in numbers, no matter what culture you were from, what complexion you were, or what race you were.
Right.
It was definitely a day of unity.
Absolutely. Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Kimberly, can you share with our listeners about John Ashton PR and Breathless Moment Travel?
Yes. The way I want to tell you, John Ashton PR is my baby. I've had that since I had my baby. That's his first
Aww.
And middle name.
Okay.
Mm.
And they're put together, John Ashton PR, because, I went to school. I started out as an education major, and that lasted all of the first semester. Then I became public relations, mass communications. And
okay.
that company is named for my son. That company
mm.
will always be a part of my life and remain active no matter
mm.
what, because it's named for him.
Right,
okay.
right.
It's a 20-plus year PR company. We specialize in marketing, branding, social media management, and we offer publicist services. And that's my joy, because it allows me to be creative in
mm-hmm.
helping people succeed, whether they're an artist, a singer, a small business, a speaker. I love what I do. I love
mm-hmm.
what I do. I
wow.
grab me a couple interns every semester from a local college, and we work magic.
Wow.
So that's what we do. And as a result of working with different people and their different needs, that's how we came up with Breathless Moments Travel and Breathless Moments Signature Events. Because a lot of my clients require traveling back and forth to different events.
Mm-hmm.
So I said,
okay.
instead of trusting their travel to someone else who may or may not know what they're doing, let me
mm-hmm.
do it where I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm getting them the best rate. I'm taking kid glove care of them. And that's how Breathless Moments Travel came about. Breathless Moments
okay.
Signature Events is the same thing. When they have their lunch parties or they want to have a special gathering, intimate gathering of their friends, I want to be the one they call on, because there have been many times in the business when I felt my clients have been overcharged, because some of my clients are very high profile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So when you hear certain names, they see dollars instead of seeing a great event.
Right.
right.
Right. Right. Right.
And
right.
everybody wants to go on to different third-party websites now and book their travel. When in all actuality, you can use a travel agent to book travel off of those same third-party websites and get you the same deal. But the difference is, when you have a travel agent, if anything goes wrong, your
mm-hmm.
travel agent handles it for you.
Right.
Versus
you
versus you calling and being put on hold or and jugged around for a couple of weeks, days, sometimes even months.
Mm.
Right.
Right.
So that's how Breathless Moments came about. And John Ashton. John Ashton came about in 1993. So it's been around for a minute.
Okay. Wow. So when you started John Ashton, you named it after your son?
Yes, I named it after my son.
Okay. And then, like you said, it has launched the other two businesses, because you basically made yourself a one-stop shop.
Yes. And it took me, I'll be honest, it took me a while to realize the value in that.
Mm.
And to realize the value in a lot of stuff. I had a lot of people who came to me and tried to tell me how to run my company.
Mm.
Right.
And there came a
right.
time when I just had to put my big girl panties on, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and tell them how I was going to run John Ashton PR. If you didn't want the whole package, then I suggest you go see somebody else. If you wanted a better rate than what I could give you, I suggest you go see somebody else. because it comes a time, especially as an entrepreneur, when you have to know your true worth. It's kind of like when you're a lady. You have to learn your own worth. Well, you have to learn your own worth when you're an entrepreneur, too. I don't offer sales on my product.
Mm-hmm.
I offer introductory prices, and then that's it.
Okay.
It never goes on sale. It's an introductory price, and then that's it.
Okay.
If you want me, you get the whole package, because I can control your whole package. I can't control your whole package if you have A, B, and C involved.
Right, right. But like you said, that comes in knowing your worth and not giving the store away, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. And even with my clients, I don't care if I'm building your website or if I'm explaining to you something. I tell you in a heartbeat, you can have an introductory special, but I don't suggest you have a sale.
Wow, that's interesting. Go ahead, Latina.
I was just asking her, tell us about why is that your advice? Why do you say have an introductory special and not a sale?
Well, when you're offering a new service, you've got to get the trust of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get the trust of the people? You offer it to them at a special rate, an introductory price, not even a sale. And see, John Ashton PR, Breathless Moments Events, Breathless Moments Travel, we have clients. We don't have customers. Because a customer is somebody you just plan a service one time.
Okay.
A client is a person you plan to service forever. We even have client friends. They're clients who come back so much you start seeing them as friends.
Okay.
And the reason you don't have a sale is because think about retail. If you go into a big box store and you buy a sweater on sale, you never again want to pay full price for that style sweater.
Right.
That is correct.
That's true.
They have a and retail has a sale every 6 to 8 weeks, like clockwork.
Right.
And if they don't have a sale, we get mad because we know something's supposed to be on sale.
Right.
That's correct.
I have introductory prices. I don't even have flash sales. I used to have a flash sale on some PR items. And you know what? I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. I used to have a flash sale on PR items where you could get a press release for $25. I don't do that anymore. Because when you come to me and ask me for a $25 PR and I say no, you get mad at me.
Right.
But it's not even the time that I would normally be doing that, but you still get mad because you know at some point you could get that for $25.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
That makes sense.
And that's why I don't
sense.
Do that. I don't do that. I don't do flash sales. I don't do sales. I don't even do special.
Wow.
I will do an introductory pricing or introductory rate because everybody that comes to me is a client. They're not customers.
Right. And I guess that perception there, when you think of client, you're thinking, like you said, we're retaining them forever, and we're going to offer you to get you in and know that when you get in, I'm going to give you the best deal, period.
Exactly. And I'll be honest with you, there was a client last Christmas. Me and that client had more conversations than I have with my son. and he vowed, you just won't budge. I promise not to ever use you again. I'm just going to use you till my contract's up. Now, that client needs the same service offer for New Year. And you know he came back to me in July and said, when do we need to get started? We need to start earlier this year, right?
Okay.
That's funny.
So that says a lot. That says a lot
yes.
about you.
And the reality is when he hired me last year, he hired me a month before he needed me, before the event. You can hire a public relations service a month before the event.
Okay.
You have to hire them at least 90 to 120 days out, or you're not going to see their worth even if they do everything right.
Right.
And he came to me 30 days out, and he expected a miracle. Now, I'm a miracle worker. I performed a miracle, but it could have been so much bigger and better if he had given me more time.
Right.
Love it.
Good.
Can you share with us some of your...
You kind of went out, Rep T.
I apologize. I'm not quite sure what's going on my line. But I was asking Kimberly if she could share with us some of her upcoming ventures and or events.
Well, this is my thing. I'm getting ready to kick off a webinar series October 1st, and it's for do-it-yourself. I know everybody's budget cannot afford publisher services.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody's budget cannot afford travel agent services. But I'm getting ready to kick off a series beginning October 1st, and these will be services where I explain to you on the webinar how to service yourself until you make it to a point where you can hire it. I'm not so hard-nosed with my pricing that I don't want everybody to make it. I want everybody to make it from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I have to help you make it outside of my normal pricing. So those webinars range from $20 to $50, or you'll get a special bundle for $300 where you can take the whole series. And there will be everything like how to do your own PR, how to create your own media buzz, how to create a press release. I'm trying to help you help yourself until you can hire a professional to do it for you on a regular basis.
Gotcha.
Right, okay.
That's good, okay. That's good. So then how can, you know, our listeners get in touch with you to sign up for that?
Well, I'll tell you. My website is John Ashton, that's JonAshton. PR for public relations, johnashtonpr.com,
mm-hmm.
or you can email me at Kimberly, KimberlyKimberly, at johnashtonpr.com. You can even call me. I love to talk, 678-632-2564. If I don't answer or if nobody answers, we're very voicemail friendly. We will call you back.
Okay. How about on social media? Because I know you're big with the social media. So
yeah,
how can
really
we connect with you?
Social media. I'm really big with the social media. First of all, any ladies within the Atlanta area, I would love for you to look at the NAPW's local Atlanta chapter webpage on Facebook. That's where you can hear all the buzz from NAPW. I have a John Ashton PR page on Facebook. And I'm also a blogger. I try to put the blogging down, but I do a lot. I have, like, over 3,000 fans, and I get the message out there and everything. And I'm keystrokesbykimberly.com.
Okay. Wow.
But you can reach me on any of the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can reach me. All of my businesses are on those channels.
Okay. Thank you so much. And, you know, as we get ready to close out, can you just kind of give us some of your final thoughts, you know, even if it might be just something that you want our listeners to know, or, you know, somebody who might be aspiring to, you know, go the route of being an entrepreneur. Can you just share your final thoughts as we get ready to close out?
Yeah, I would love to do that. I had the privilege, and I do mean privilege, of going to Oprah Live the Life You Want here
mm-hmm.
in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't say anything that I hadn't heard before.
Right.
But one thing that I was fortunate enough to hear and to take away was the tools to put it in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever you listen to your voice more than anybody else in the world, because when you're talking out loud, you hear your voice, and when you're
mm-hmm.
talking to yourself, you hear your voice, and
right.
when you're not saying a word and everybody thinks you're quiet, you're thinking your thoughts and experiencing your thoughts.
Right.
Never, ever talk bad to yourself.
That's good. That's good.
Never, ever talk bad to yourself. Tell yourself you can do whatever it is you want to do.
Right.
It's been many a times I wasn't sure if I could do something, but I didn't let myself hear it. I did
power.
Not let myself hear it.
That's
it's
key.
It's power in words.
Power in your words. That's right.
Yes.
That's absolutely right. So
and another thing,
so
when you write it down, you can when you write down what you want to achieve, you hold yourself more accountable.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's even, you know, we even talked about doing vision boards and what I call a manifestation board, because then it's in front of you. And so, you know, we're big on that too. So that's
well,
very
and,
good.
And NAPW does that. Our chapter does that. We get together one Saturday morning, and when we finish with those vision boards, we are ready. We usually do it in November, so that way you can start focusing on the whole year. Because my personal belief is that your new year does not begin in January. It begins on your birthday.
Okay, that's good. That's
so
good.
So you gotta do your vision board every year on your birthday, and then it needs a tune-up every quarter. So I get the chapter started in November, and all then right. we tune it up quarterly.
I'll be looking for that in November.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Kimberly. And, you know, I do look forward to working alongside of you and you know, with the NAPW and as, you know, the organization continues to encourage women to own their own power and empower one another. So thank you so much for being on our show this evening. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I do appreciate each and every one of you.
Thank you. Well, guess what, Rev T? You know what time it is? It's time for us to take it all back to Scripture tonight, as we like to do every week.
Right, right. Well, it's time for me to give it.
All right.
I was thinking, listening to our guest this evening, and she shared her trials and her tribulations and the things that have forced her into her own natural spirit and energy of being an entrepreneur, a leader. So I'm going to the word to help us, the listeners and myself as well, to understand sometimes when you go through trials, they're not always easy, but sometimes your trials lead to the greatest happiness and experiences that you never imagined, you definitely didn't anticipate. So I'm thinking for you, the writer of the book of James, he said in James 1 and 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Again, I'm saying, count it all joy, because you may not see what you're going to go through. All you see is a trial that's at hand. Positive for the thing that takes you to the next phase or the next level in your living, whether it's financial, spiritual, still, those trials oftentimes open doors and opportunities that you never anticipated to be possible.
Hmm.
Also, the Apostle Peter said, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange things happen to you." And we know that from 1 Peter 4 and 12. Again, the Bible gives us reflection that things happen. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. But count it all joy. Go through your trials with the faith, knowing that God has your back. He's going to bring you out. And when you come out, He's going to provide an opportunity for you to look back and thank Him for the opportunity of going through that trial. Just like our show, there's life after layoff. Look at the amazing opportunities that have come from a woman who stepped out on faith and never looked back, but looked forward.
Wow, thank you so much for that. And I'm going to add a scripture that I looked at that kind of came to my heart as we were preparing for this show, because what I saw and what I heard resonated throughout what Ms. Kimberly was talking about this evening, Rev T, is not being afraid. So I kind of went to a scripture that talks about not being afraid and how God does not want us to be afraid. So I went to Isaiah 41 and 10 that says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And so, you know, I said this repeatedly on this show. If there's something that God wants you to do or has led you to do and has given you a vision, you know, whether it be through a whisper or just something that you feel like you're anointed to do, if He wants you to carry that out and if it is of God, He'll get you through it. So do not be afraid, because He's not going to leave you in a place, a bad place. If this is something that He actually wants you to accomplish in your journey, He's going to give you all the tools that you need to carry it out. So I'm going to say it again, and I can't say it enough. Do it afraid. Even though you may be afraid, just step outside. You know, growth comes when you oftentimes feel uncomfortable. And so, you know, and don't let it be fake growth when you're just looking to improve yourself. Let it be real growth, and you might feel a little uncomfortable in facing your truths from time to time. But guess what? That's the time that you really do grow. So I challenge our listeners, think about a situation or a scenario where you have been afraid to step out on faith to accomplish something that you've really been wanting to do. Challenge yourself. feel a little uncomfortable from time to time, but know that God is going to get you through that. So I just kind of wanted to share that with our listeners, because I think there are a lot of people who are just stuck, you know, and don't know how to push past that fear. So I just wanted to share that. And as always, I thank you for being here with me tonight, Rev. T. Thank you so much for sharing this journey with me. And on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. And we certainly do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us each and every week, and I pray that you will continue to tune in. And so until next week, and on behalf of Doc Mel D, Rev T, and myself, we thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing, but most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself, no, in you, Lord, I have my faith in. Even when it seems, when you love, that's when your breakthrough will begin. Known has come from you alone.